Once there was a happy boy named Hans. For 7 long years, Hans worked hard, far away from his home. Finally, one day, he said, "Master, I must go home and see my mother. Please pay me so I can go."
"You have been a hard worker, Hans," said the master. "Your reward shall be great."
So he gave Hans a ball of silver as big as his head. Hans thanked his master and began his journey home. Along the way, a man on a horse came galloping by.
"Ah," said Hans, "how wonderful it would be to ride a horse."
"Well," said the rider, "why do you walk then?"
"I have this silver to carry," said Hans, "but it is so heavy that I can barely lift my arms."
"What do you say we make a trade? I give you my horse and you give me your silver. That way, you won't have to carry such a heavy load."
"Gladly," said Hans, dropping the silver.
The rider climbed off. He gave Hans the reins and picked up the silver ball.
"If you want to go faster," said the rider as he jogged away, "just shout, 'Hurry!'"
Hans was delighted with his new horse. He climbed up, shook the reins, and off he went. After a while, Hans decided to go faster.
"Hurry!" he shouted.
The horse ran off at full speed. Before Hans knew what was happening, he was thrown off the horse and onto the ground. The horse started to run away, but was stopped by a passing herdsman and his cow. Hans stood up.
"Riding is far from easy. I'm lucky that fall didn't break my neck,"
he said to the herdsman.
"I like your cow better than this horse. A person can walk safely beside a cow, and it'll give milk and cheese too."
"Well," replied the herdsman, "since you like my cow so much, I'll trade her for your horse."
"Done,"
said Hans, giving the reins to the herdsman. The herdsman jumped on the horse. He wished Hans and the cow a good day and rode off. Hans smiled.
"When I'm hungry, I can eat cheese. And when I'm thirsty, I can drink milk. What more could I want?"
The heat of the day grew worse. Hans became so thirsty that his lips stuck together.
"I can fix this," thought Hans. "I'll just milk my cow."
He started milking the cow, but nothing came out. The cow was completely dry. As Hans despaired, a butcher appeared, pushing a wheelbarrow with a pig in it.
"What's wrong?"
asked the butcher. Hans told the butcher about the cow, and she gave Hans a cup of water.
"Here, drink. Your cow will give you no milk. She's too old and only good for eating. What a shame to trade my horse for a dry cow. Now, if she was a pig, like that fat one in your wheelbarrow, I could at least make sausages."
"Well then, why don't we trade your cow for my pig?"
"Oh, thank you for your kindness," said Hans, and he gave the butcher his cow.
Then Hans took the pig off the wheelbarrow and continued his journey. Everything would be fine now. How could it be otherwise with such a pig? Then Hans met a man carrying a goose.
"Feel how heavy she is," said the man, "and only 8 weeks old. Whoever cooks it will have plenty of fat to eat."
"You're right, but my pig is much fatter."
The man looked sad.
"My friend, you seem a good fellow, he said. So listen closely. In the village I just came from, a pig was stolen. When I saw you, I was afraid you were the thief. If the people there see you, they might throw you into the lake.
Hans was frightened. Good man, help me. This pig might have been stolen. Please, take my pig and give me the goose.
That hardly seems fair, replied the man. A goose for a pig? Ha! But you are in trouble, so I accept.
Hans was quite happy. After all, he thought, I got the better animal. First, I'll cook the goose. Then I'll use the fat to start warm fires for 6 months. And then I'll stuff all its feathers into my pillow and sleep well every night. Keep a pig, ha! Give me a goose instead.
When he arrived at the next village, Hans saw a woman grinding knives, singing at a wheel.
You must be quite wealthy, Hans said. You sound so happy at your work.
Yes, a good knife grinder always has money in her pocket. If you could find money in your pocket whenever you needed it, you'd be quite happy too, wouldn't you?
True, but how could I achieve that?
Why, you must learn to sharpen knives like me. You only need a grindstone, and the money will come to you. I have a small one here you can use if you give me that goose.
Oh, I would be the happiest man in the world if I had pockets filled with money. Here's the goose.
And here's your stone, said the woman.
Use it well, and you'll become a master of knives.
Hans took the stone and went on his way.
Truly, I am lucky. Everything good comes to me.
However, Hans soon became tired again. The grindstone was quite heavy. Hans walked to a nearby river in order to drink some water and rest. He thought he placed the stone safely on the ground, but it slipped. And down the stone went, right into the river. Hans watched the stone sink to the bottom of the river. Then he jumped for joy. He was happy to lose that terrible, heavy thing. It had only brought him misery.
How fortunate! Cried Hans. No one was ever as lucky as me.
Hans stood up, free from all troubles, and walked on. He soon reached his mother's house and told her how easy it was to be lucky.